In order to understand the hunting methods of Albertosaurus, paleontologists compared its brain design to that of modern animals.
The brain structure of Albertosaurus shows that the cerebrum, the higher centers of the brain associated with sort of cognition and problem solving, they're not tremendously large. We can look at animals today, such as crocodilians or some of the predatory lizards today, like monitor lizards, that also don't really have particularly large cerebral hemispheres. Yet they're capable of a variety of different kind of hunting styles. So it apparently doesn't take that much brain power to be a good predator. The brain structure of Albertosaurus would tell us it was able to do ambush predation. It probably had the brain power to be a pursuit predator. In other words, it could chase after its prey.
Albertosaurus had an S-shaped neck that allowed it to snap at its prey like a striking snake.
In a fight, what it would do is it would face its attacker and rush in head first with those massive teeth, and he'd grab his prey and rip a huge chunk out of it. He's not interested in wrestling with you. He simply wants to inflict an injury and let you bleed to death.
By studying the site, paleontologists were able to place Albertosaurus at the scene because as it ate, it shed teeth.
When Albertosaurus feeds, oftentimes when it reaches the bone, it can break off a tooth. We call those teeth shed teeth, meaning they're shed during the feeding process. Anytime you find shed teeth at a site where there's plant eater bones, it's a very clear indication that a meat eater was chewing on the bones. We don't find the meat eater's bones because it didn't die there. It fed and moved on. All that it left as a clue is its teeth, its shed teeth.
Scientists also believe that Albertosaurus fed on members of the herd soon after they died and were washed up on shore.
When we have this mass of dead bodies stinking up and rotting in the ancient Cretaceous sun, that's going to attract all sorts of predators, including the top meat eater of the time, Albertosaurus. They're going to be eating and munching, and some of their teeth, the teeth that are about to fall out, because dinosaur teeth are always being renewed throughout their life cycle, are going to be left in with the bones and the rotting meat of Pachyrhinosaurus.